Classic hits on Triple M. We're going to get back to some music for you very, very soon. It's Cliff here, The Drive Home. Well, if there's one thing that's had the whole world, not just Australia, but it seems the whole Western world talking lately, it's this new Gillette ad, to be the best men can be. Some people are seeing it as an outrage. Others are saying it's about time. I'm very interested to know what this gentleman thinks about it. Professor Tama Lever, he is the Associate Professor in Internet Studies and Media Studies at Curtin University. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Have you seen anything like this backlash and the amount of talk positive and against the ad any time in recent times?
Oh, look, we've seen sort of smaller versions of this. Certainly last year when Nike controversially in the US used an American football player who'd been sacked basically for kneeling during the national anthem and then used him as their spokesperson. Nike has sort of similarly took a very specific political edge, but I think the Gillette ad has certainly topped all of that and has got tongues talking across the world.
Can I give you my take and then I'll get yours? When I first saw this, the very, very first thing I thought, because I wrote about this last year, oh, great, more demonising of men. But then I thought, well, hang on, if I'm upset by this, maybe the ad is targeted at me. Over to you, Professor.
Oh, look, I actually think the ad's quite clever. I think it does speak. It certainly doesn't pull its punches, and I think it speaks very clearly. But at the same time, I do think it speaks to a larger cultural issue that we have. And I do think we can't really escape the fact that still men's culture does lead to extremely high rates of domestic violence and things like that. So I think it's speaking to a real issue. And I do think actually that if nothing else, the fact that we're having this conversation, there are conversations happening across the world, means it does its job. We are having a conversation. It doesn't mean we have to agree 100% with everything the ad says, but it does mean that we're having a meaningful conversation about men and masculinity, and I think that's a really healthy thing.
For Gillette themselves, the company seems to have had a backlash and people saying, sorry, I'm not going to use your products anymore. I saw something online of someone with a Gillette razor in a toilet. I thought, interesting image. Is that kind of... because nothing these days, and you would, of course, know this from the internet studies, nothing these days goes, psh, shh. It goes, boom! And then, you know, a couple of days afterwards, we've got something else on our mind. Again, is that the way you see it?
Oh, look, I actually think that Gillette has played this very cleverly, because I think those images of what we might call the targets of the ad, if you like, the men who are probably least capable and have the thinnest skin, if they're the ones that are getting upset and decrying Gillette, that's actually probably very helpful for them. I think they're actually trying to court millennials. I think they're trying to court a new market and a new audience. Mm. And I think when the stereotype of the older audience are turning around saying, this isn't for me anymore, that's actually helping the messaging. Mm. I don't think that's destroying the brand, or I don't think enough people will ever, turn down Gillette, that it's going to make a huge difference to them. And I actually think this is working as part of their campaign, not against it.
We're talking about this new commercial from Gillette, Best Men Can Be, and Professor Tama Lever is with us. He's an Associate Professor in Internet Studies and Media Studies at Curtin Uni. One thing that does interest me, Professor, and that's the amount of women who have come out and said, no, hang on, this is enough. In The Australian, the commentator Bettina Arndt said masculinity had been, and I quote, condemned to death by 1,000 cuts, and called on the silent majority to stand up against, again the quote, the constant demonisation of men. A bridge too far?
Oh, look, I think there's a difference between decrying men full stop and decrying toxic masculinity. I think if one of the things the ad says is this isn't against men, this is against the version of men that says that boys fighting from the age of 3 is normal. This is standing against a version of men that says that our culture says that you can't talk about your feelings. And we've seen everybody from sort of elite sports people downwards saying that's incredibly destructive. So I actually think that this ad speaks very clearly. I think it is aligned with a large shift we've seen in the last couple of years in terms of the way that we talk about men, masculinity, and toxic masculinity. And that's not to say all masculinity is toxic. I think there's a clear distinction that needs to be made there. I don't think Gillette are decrying men at all. They're talking to men and asking men to think about who they are and what they do. Mm. Now, it's not Gillette's job to do that by itself, but the fact that we're having a global conversation about that means the ad has certainly hit a nerve, and I think that's a really good thing.
Mm. Most definitely good to get your perspective on it. Professor, thanks so much for your time. It's nice to talk to you.
It's been my pleasure.
Take care. Professor Tama Lever from Curtin University. What do you think? You can let us know. Hit us on the Facebook page. Just have a look for Triple M.